producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The more we talk politics on a global scale, the more I realize all of the options on healing the system are in your own backyard, front yard, side yard, in the garden that you haven't yet started. That's where we got to go. And, of course, we're going to do that this hour. In addition to getting to the cybersecurity issue with John McAfee scheduled, the presidential candidate of the new cyber party. We don't have enough parties. Actually, there's only two parties. They got the monopoly, the lock. So anybody that's got another one, I'll try and find a way to highlight. Do we have anybody from the cannabis party? Super Don. We have the cannabis party.
We've had experience with the Church of Cannabis, but I'm not familiar with the cannabis party.
I mean, if you want a theocracy, make it a cannabis-based theocracy, I guess. The people will be too just blissed out to bother with anybody else. That's the point. You just give it to the people in Congress and the executive branch. Let them leave us all alone. This hour, as I said, we've got lots to do. John McAfee scheduled. First and foremost, I need to get you updated on some upcoming events. The first one coming up in Dallas, Texas, Homeoprophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The links are in the show notes. Super Don's going to blast it out to everybody. Plan on attending if you're anywhere near there. This is going to be a life-changing weekend. You will hear things you have not heard ever before, I promise you, on the issue of prevention of disease without vaccination. It's going to be extraordinary. I'm even looking forward to my talk because I haven't given a talk like this in a long time, maybe ever. So if you're interested, come on down to Dallas for that. Also, a little later in October, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, Diane Miller, my hero, good friend as well, and the 2015 United States Health Freedom Congress. And we're going to be gathering from all over the United States, maybe even some Canadian participants, on national health freedom leaders, advocates. You don't have to be a voting member to attend, but you will rub elbows with the leaders in the health freedom movement. You want to know what's going on. See you in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Then a little later in the month, back down in Florida at Tampa, Abby's Health and Nutrition. That's the 29th. That's going to be a Thursday evening, Super Don. So during the show, I'm going to be live at Abby. So we'll either have to pre-record that show, or I might turn it over to Jonathan. I don't know. We got to figure it out, but we've got time between now and then. So Sacred Fire of Liberty will be live at Abby's as I'll be lecturing there. Millennial Op-Ed Super Assistant Producer is going to be with me on that one. That's the plan at this point.
Super assistant producer.
Yeah, I've elevated his status until you have more time because you were just so busy. I hardly remember your name. I have to have one super, right?
You don't send me flowers.
Dude, if you know what Super Don was going through, or if I can call him Uber Don right now, I don't know. Just to put out what he's going to be putting out, it's amazing. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I'm the one neglected, but that's okay. I'm okay.
Well, you know, they say stress causes you to grow gray hair. Have you heard that before?
I've seen it in the mirror.
Yeah, okay.
I know it well.
So, listen, the next photo op that I have with you, people will get to see what you look like with Gandalf the Gray.
Yeah, so you're going to be like Professor Don Naylor. You're going to be that's going to be fun. Well, listen, I know you're going through it.
I'm being silly. It's all good.
But listen, there's a lot going on. Exciting stuff. The not so exciting stuff is that big food corporations, GMO companies, you know, as far as the strategically deciding how are we going to beat back these people that want to label us, right? Label the GMOs. Well, one of the ways is they buy Congress critters, right? And they do that on the federal and the state level because there's so many centralized bureaucracies. It's a reasonable amount that they could buy with the money they're talking, billions and billions that they have. But even that's not enough because in Vermont, thanks to Jonathan Emord, they passed the bill into law mandating GMO labeling there. And it's thus far has withstood judicial scrutiny because if anybody knows how to write a law that will successfully meet a constitutional challenge, it's Jonathan Emord. So they realize they can't beat that thing in court, even though they're going to still throw money at it, but they know that's a losing effort. So they've tried the DARC Act. Preemption, federal preemption, is in opposition to what we call federalism, states' rights. And even many of the Republicans have signed on to this, although Rand Paul, even though we've talked about the controversy of him and GMOs, he stands against the DARC Act because he believes in federalism, states' rights. And right now we're hearing that it stalled out, the DARC Act, in the Senate. We hope it permanently stalls out, but we're not going to sleep on that. So what's the next strategy for big food? Well, we got all this money, and we bought all the politicians. It's still not enough. What are we going to do next? Hey, I got a great idea. Let's buy out all the natural food companies. Right? And then when they say they want to stand against GMO labeling, we own them. That's not going to work anymore, right?
That's right.
And there's an example here up at Natural News, naturalnews.com, a company called Suja, S-U-J-A, which has a lot of organic non-GMO juices sold in the mass market retailers. Recently been bought out, I think 50%, I believe that's right, or is it 30%? Coca-Cola, the good old news, Coca-Cola trying to help you sell, help the WHO sell vaccines to the world's population, have paid roughly $90 million for a 30% stake in San Diego-based Suja. And I think, was it the other 20%? Goldman Sachs.
Oh, geez.
Good old Goldman Sachs. Yeah, making sure that the GMO flows freely without encumbrance.
It's the merchant banking arm of Goldman Sachs. They've bought out a 20% stake. So you got Coca-Cola and Goldman Sachs owning half of the company.
Yeah, globalists. And in this way, this is the example for the future, let's say, marching orders of the GMO industry, is literally buy out the competition. We got billions. They're measured in millions. It's no big deal. And even if we keep their food, let's say, credibly clean, let's say they don't change Suja as far as the quality because the people wanted it. That's why they were successful. The reality is, though, even with those products still in the marketplace, the money that company makes will not be used in any way, shape, or form to promote the idea of GMO labeling, much less a GMO ban. So that's the next strategy. So what's the next solution? It's the same thing I've been saying for a long time and only saying it louder, if you will, or more frequently. It's plant your own garden. Because ultimately, if you can't rely upon these corporations, even the ones you like, because they're being bought out, you better start growing your own food or accessing local farmers that do it the way you want it done while we still have the freedom to do it. And in this way, we can win without firing a shot. But it really means standing your ground and saying no, that concept of nullification, nullifying the effects of globalists on a local level. Have you done it yet? Super Don, I know you don't have time yet to do it, but I can't wait for the time you tell me, hey, I just planted something. It's
you know,
a coffee
I've done
bean.
That before, and there's nothing cooler than planting a seed and then, you know, a month, couple months later, actually being able to pick something from that plant and eat it. That I mean, that might sound silly to some people.
No, it's not. To me, it's awesome. It really is.
No, I think it's great. You're almost kind of like bragging, hey, check out the size of my cucumbers, man.
Right. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yes. It reminds me of Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Fire, made fire. Ah,
that's remember
right.
that?
But a word of warning. You look at the pattern here where there's been a fight, you know, in favor of trying to get labels on GMOs. They have fought, the big food companies have fought this tooth and nail, and they're starting to have some failures. Mm-hmm. People are starting to fight back, and so now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to flank the movement by buying the company. So you say, okay, plant a garden. Is it too far-fetched to say that at some point you might have a knock on the door and somebody from Coca-Cola wants to buy half your garden?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the one thing that could happen on a local level, if you know, local politicians are bought out, and they are from time to time, although the recourse when somebody that lives down the street from you, who's the politician on the city council,
right.
The recourse is very much in their face as opposed to right now. They're insulated. And so the impact long term, you know, for let's say the council has filed a petition or voted that you have to have a permission to grow food in even your backyard.
Right.
And of course, that would be one of the things the GMOs companies will try and grease your local politician. But your local community would likely get the pitchforks out and visit that guy in his house that did this. You follow me? So the point of all politics ultimately being local, it really is the way. You unplug on that global scale, but you actually enliven a new global opportunity by transforming your locality. And the ultimate locality is you, your household, your yard, if you have one, a tree, you know, whatever you got.
Sure.
And that's why I continue down this road. Of course, the science of supports ultimately growing locally. If you're into the global warming schemes and saying we don't like global warming, whatever that is, even if it's real, you know that growing food in your own backyard is a pretty good idea because you're not having to transport food halfway around the world, much less utilize petrochemicals to produce it because you're in control of the quality of the soil much more. It's right there at your toe tips, so to speak. Scientists now are talking about corruption on U.S. dietary guidelines. This is a CNN story. How strong is the science behind the U.S. dietary guidelines? How many times have I been on Jerry Doyle's show or Super Don? You said, I'm vindicated again.
Yeah.
All the garbage about saturated fat causing heart disease. We've said it for years. It does not. Cholesterol does not either. And the science is pretty clear on this now, but yet the next guidelines are not going to go all in for saturated fat and eliminate limitations. And when they said saturated fat was evil, guess what? The people of planet Earth in the West, particularly in America, began eating refined carbohydrates, sugars, to replace the tastiness and satiety that you'd get from fat. And we created obesity. Because the guidelines were bought and paid for by the corporations who made the products. We've got to have this in the food pyramid or the food plate or the four food groups that were before. By the way, Coca-Cola was one of the four food groups years ago. I grew up that way. I know. So
This. Mm-hmm. The reason why I like this article is because what we've got here is something that you don't see a lot. We have got science critiquing science.
Yes.
And whenever that happens, that offers a little bit of hope that maybe we might not go to hell in a handbasket here.
Right. Article published Wednesday in the British Medical Journal. That's where we're pulling this from. Go read the article and you'll see. You're right. Scientists are going after the scientists and going, no, that ain't right. And it's about damn time. It really is. What about flu? Where does it develop? And I'm going to tell you why I'm right again about how to combat it, based on what they've said where it is. Open your mouth.
You're
it's right there.
Again?
Yeah, dadgummit.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're scheduled to visit the Cyber Party 2016, John McAfee, in a little while. Get his platform, his perspective on the urgency of cybersecurity in the next election cycle and bringing it to all of our attention. So we'll check in with him momentarily. But first and foremost, we've got another vindication story here about the flu. I know you're all rushing out to get your flu shots. No, you're not, because you listen to the Robert Scott Health Show. You know better. But scientists reveal flu develops in the roof, no, not up in your attic, in the roof of your mouth. And this study evidently shows how it spread. And the findings, according to their story here, could help identify how flu is transmitted from human to human and predict which viruses are most likely to spark pandemics. Well, duh. I mean, if you vaporize flu viruses and you sneeze out into the world and it floats around and it gets in somebody else, that's one of the ways it can spread. No problem. We understand that. I don't think that's controversial, even.
How does it not end up in the roof of your mouth?
Well, I guess, but what they're saying that it seems to really situate and hang out and develop fully there in the roof of the mouth.
And, like a Petri dish.
I guess so. But if you think about it, what have I been saying about targeting flu? Targeting a swollen immune lymphoid tissue. The tonsil area, even if you've had your tonsils removed, there's some lymphoid tissue that they don't get. And this is an area where it can hang out as your body is doing battle at this point. And so rather than flu shots, rather than antiviral drugs that are toxic and debilitating and causing hallucinations and bizarre behaviors that can kill you, we have the one substance that can neutralize viruses, all of them, on contact. If it's in the right form, the right size, carrying the electrical charge it must carry. And we come back to, in the colloidal silver family, the bioactive silver hydrosol that we use. Why is the strategy to gargle with this silver? What have I been saying for years? Not only that, but to put it in your sinus cavity and also to drop it in your ears. Even your eyes if you need to, but all roads lead to what? The roof of your mouth. This is the area, the soft palate behind the, I guess what they call the uvula, that is area where the lymph tissue is. The sinus cavity drains there. All roads lead to that area. And so in order to get the flu, stop it before it spreads, before it even wipes you out, gargle with it, I would say every hour, even every 20 minutes, but also drop it in your sinuses, spray it or drop it, and your ears, because all of those areas are the place where it can harbor and hide. But if you neutralize it this way, you will not be a transmission vector, if you follow my drift here. Silver neutralizes. It stops viral replication. If the particles are small enough, particularly between about 4 to 6 or so nanometers, the hydrosols, of course, have to be smaller than 10 nanometers. What I work with the hydrosol is around a nanometer and smaller, but it can range in there. And if you can do that, you can stop viral replication on contact. You can bind and denature the protein capsid structure that protects that virus, that viral coat, that protein coat. The silver carrying an electrical charge can do that. We know that. The science is clear on it. We've done it for years. But now the scientists are now coming out and going, yeah, that's where it's hanging out, back there in the back of the throat, top of the throat, roof of the mouth. What are they going to do? They're going to tell you literally to put napalm in there. They will literally say, here, take this prescription napalm. FDA says it's perfectly fine. And they'll burn you up. But we can do this without harming your healthy mammalian cells. Now, this doesn't negate the use of other immune modulators from the herbal kingdom, the plant kingdom, taking extra selenium, the minerals that are devoid of most foods in the soils that's been wiped out. It doesn't preclude doing homeopathic remedies, the multi-strain flu relief formulas we've talked about here, homeopathic. But the way to nail it, think about it. Ear, nose, throat. The doctor I went to that fixed my nose, it wasn't broken. Actually, I had broken it a few times. That said I had a deviated septum, as if I was a deviant. You have a deviated septum! And they corrected it, gave me a pretty new nose, and all the snot that was there before filled the bigger holes, the prettier nose. Because it didn't address the underlying reason why I had so much sinus congestion and drainage. We need to restore immunity, of course. That's probiotics into the gut, restoration of gut integrity, assistance to restore liver detoxification. But in this case, they've isolated and identified there's a festering viral party going on in the back of your throat. And you can stop it. We talk about the things. We have access to those things. Go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Link on them. Now, we talked about immune security. What about cybersecurity? An expert in that field, I can think of no one better than John McAfee. He's scheduled to join us after this break from the Cyber Party 2016. Is this the guy you want to vote for? We want to let you know what he's all about when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, while we await John McAfee's arrival, talking cyber party, I know we have some other stories we were considering covering. I don't know if we covered that comment the other day of Steve the Thorough said that he knew what you were doing behind the scenes, why you were so busy. Remember what he said? You were secretly on this secret healing reel project. And it
yes,
went to,
like, everybody knows about the running joke with Super Don. Yes, that
it was a link to a project called Super Enema Coffee in your butt. In your butt wakes your hepatic portal vein up. So I just still find that funny that the folks have really picked up on that.
I can honestly say that is not it. That's not it. But
no, that's not it.
Thank you for the good A for effort on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Give it a try. It's okay. Give it a try. Let's see what other stories we got to cover. This one's in the fast food realm. We talk about cybersecurity. We need cybersecurity for our belly. You know, belly security. Do you see what happens an hour after you eat certain fast food, particularly a Big Mac? Did you pick up on what happens here?
You know,
I mean, this is a great chart.
Wow. And it has become very popular. This has actually gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, and I, you know, look, we know Big Macs are not good for you, but this actually breaks it down into what happens 1 hour after you eat a Big Mac. Now, in the first 10 minutes, apparently, your brains prefer high-calorie foods, apparently, mm-hmm. okay? It says our brains evolved during a time when food was scarce, so it became adept to choosing high calorie foods. So,
well, calorie dense, nutrient dense, but this stuff it's not nutrient dense.
Junk food triggers your brain's reward system by releasing much more feel good chemicals. Now, listen, I don't know, I don't get endorphins from eating a Big Mac, but.
You get a smack on the head from eating a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Still raw.
But apparently the process of eating a Big Mac, it's similar to the way that drugs like cocaine and stuff contribute to, you know, the likelihood of, they say, compulsive eating, which would be representative of addiction, basically.
Sure.
So
but
in other words, you're becoming
that addiction.
Addicted to junk food.
Yeah. It facilitates that addiction because it's loaded as well with refined carbohydrates. High fructose corn syrup is added. The wrong form of salt, the sodium chloride, after 30 minutes attacking your body. I mean, literally can cause dehydration because it doesn't come with the accompanying minerals that are necessary for salt to be really salt. And then you go after 40 minutes, you're already hungry again because it drove you into a hypoglycemic plunge and you think, oh, I got to eat some more of those fries. I need some more high fructose corn syrup, which, by the way, coming from genetically engineered corn, approved by the government. They're good on it. They're good on it.
And just along those lines, the next thing that it points out here is after 20 minutes of eating a Big Mac, and a lot of people don't realize that there are high levels of high fructose corn syrup in a Big Mac.
Huh. Yeah.
So, you know, what happens is, you know, as you were saying, you know, when you're looking at the blood sugar situation, you know, after 20 minutes, apparently you've got addictive sugars that are interacting and things here. Now, half an hour, that's when the sodium attack apparently takes place.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I was talking about, the danger of that form of sodium as well. It's refined sodium chloride, no balance of minerals.
So then it says after 40 minutes, you end up, you're feeling hungry, but you just had a Big Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you feeling hungry? And they said this is because you've lost control over your blood sugar, and it makes you crave even more of the fast food.
Exactly. Which is, by the way, what I've been saying for how many years?
Oh, stop.
Yeah, okay. Here we go again, right? So how many days does it take to process the trans fats that are in the Big Mac?
Well,
this is the shocker of shockers right here.
Slow, because you're eating a Big Mac. You've got slow digestion. So according to this, it takes 24 to 72 hours to digest the food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you're supposed to digest faster than that, aren't you?
No, yeah, normally you'll transit a lot faster than that. But, of course, if you're healthy, that thing should transit in a few hours, and you should go. It should be coming out of you in a nasty kind of way, let me just say. If you haven't vomited it up to begin with. But if you don't at least have diarrhea after you eat that fast food burger, you're not in good shape. You are not healthy. Don't tell me you have a cast iron stomach. That is an absolute delusion. And it takes approximately 51 days to digest the so-called trans fats, which, by the way, there's 1.5 grams of trans fats in the Big Schmack for the big schmucks who still eat it. Sorry if I insulted you there. You just can't do this and expect to be healthy. It's just not happening. Go back and look at Supersize Me, you know, and you'll see what's going on. So with that, I think we're going to dive into cybersecurity. Shane, should I put – yeah, I'm going to bring John up there. John McAfee, Cyber Party 2016. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, you're with us. You're on live.
I'm on air?
Yes, you are. We are live on the air right
now.
Okay.
Well, I was given another number to call. They said this one wouldn't work.
I was so excited to see you on there. I didn't want to wait because we're running out of time you to get your platform out there to the world. What is cybersecurity issue? What is the platform, John, for my listeners? Why is it so urgent that you're running for president on this issue?
Well, I think it's extremely urgent for a number of avenues, Robert. Number one, China has obviously declared war on the United States. It just hasn't spoken it and hasn't written it down somewhere. We've had hacks of Homeland Security, the FBI, and most importantly, the Department of Personnel Operations, the OPM, Office of Personnel Management, where the hackers took away over 14 million records. Every employee who has ever worked for the U.S. government for the past 30 years, including all top secret employees.
Yeah, it's incredible. Now,
China? Well, it was definitely China. Absolutely, it was China. Even though China denies it. The Chinese fingerprints were all over the system. Including our top agents, tens of thousands of our embedded agents, many of them who have families back here at home, and we have no concept what happened to those. Likely, many of them no longer exist. And a large percentage of the remaining are probably in prison being tortured and interrogated. So, this is a coup of the highest order, in the history of warfare. Never before in warfare has such a vast amount of intelligence been gathered with one fell swoop. And it was intelligence that should never have been gathered at all.
John, do you think the CIA-NSA complex, I mean, they don't know this, or are they complicit in this? I mean, we don't know who to trust anymore in our own government.
Oh, you know, I would seriously hate to think they're complicit in it. I mean, if they were complicit in it and did in fact turn it over to the Chinese, then my lord, we have a very sick, twisted government in place, and it needs to be removed. It needs to be abolished. I can't conceive that happening. I really cannot. I think the Chinese, we know the Chinese did it. They're creating a Facebook-like system for the Chinese government employees to access, when they need something. It's a very perverted a means of using social media for warfare.
Right.
But the issue is this: it should never have taken place. It should never have taken place because our leadership should have been aware of the value of that information. I mean, any child would, if you explained it to them, say, "Look, here's your top secret agents. Here's everything about every employee within the U.S. government. The top secret agents the Chinese don't know about. Some of these employees that they found, not everyone is a good person according to the rules of the state. And maybe some have cheated on their wives, or some have stolen from a business. And the Chinese know that information.
Well, now with the Ashley Madison hack, do you think the Chinese did that too?
No, the Chinese definitely did not do the Ashley Madison hack. The Ashley Madison hack was done by,
talking with John McAfee. He's the founder of the McAfee antivirus software. He sold the company many years ago now, and he's running for president on the Cyber Party ticket, which is a whole new party. And he's got perspective on here that, you know, you've seen Mike Adams cover on Natural News, right, about the cybersecurity issues. Very few people seem to be talking about it, or government agencies seem to be behind the ball on this thing. And the hacks are happening, likely China, not Kim Jong-un in North Korea, apparently. John, you with us again?
I'm definitely with you again. The problem that we're facing is one of ignorance. It's like Donald Trump, for example, seems massively proud of the fact that he has never sent an email.
He is that illiterate about computers. That wouldn't be a matter of pride in my world. It's like saying I cannot read nor write, but I'm going to have advisors who will explain words to me, so no one worries. We would think twice of that.
Right.
The science is the glue that holds this world together. And when someone from OPM comes and explains how it happened, if you don't understand the science at all, it's not going to mean anything to you. So your advice to them is going to be meaningless, and your direction is going to be meaningless. And you will be trapped by the perversions of your most competent advisor. And we know how those things work.
Right, right.
So it's turned into chaos. And China, do you think you can get to be the supreme leader without being able to program a computer? No. I mean, it would be madness. No one could conceive of such a thing. And that's why the Chinese are kicking our ass. We're in a war. Whether you want to believe it or not, we are in a war. They have struck us 9 times in the past 2 years in very sensitive spaces. This lasted OPM could absolutely destroy the U.S. Now, their second wave is far more devious wave. The Chinese have EMP producers, or EMP bombs, not bombs, more like cannons, that project EMP waves toward oncoming aircraft. Plus, they are already stealth bombs.
John, we got to take a break. Can you stick with me till the top of the hour since we got you in late? You have a few more minutes?
Yeah.
All right, John McAfee with Cyber Party. You can find him linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to McAfee16.com to read his platform, and particularly keenly interested to learn more about the cybersecurity initiatives that he would propose and implement.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Cladola? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy pillar. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life, nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Security, like the immune system, needs to be able to target those threats and neutralize them before they devastate us. Or it has to react efficiently enough should there be a threat that makes its way through that it can be neutralized after the fact. In either case, are we doing a good job on the cybersecurity level here in the United States? John McAfee says absolutely not. It's a disaster. He's running for president under the Cyber Party, a new party. It's going to be a cyber campaign, I guess, and he's, you know him from McAfee Antivirus. He sold that company many years ago, and he's on with me now. John McAfee, thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob.
Now, my concern, I talked to you over the break, but I want the listeners to hear this. I said, I don't think we can wait till 2016 to initiate this cybersecurity that you have become very keenly aware of for many years, the threats and the actual assaults and attacks that have already happened from China or elsewhere.
No, we can't really, but unfortunately we have to. We have a political system in place where the president has advisors, and they have advisors, and systems of trust that have been established where you just can't go in and say, you got to stop this madness. It won't happen. You get thrown out of the office. I think we'll still be breathing by the time someone takes the Oval Office in 2016, and there'll just have to be a mad rush to resuscitate what's left. Unless the Chinese don't do something serious, because the Chinese can do more than just steal our records. They can push a button and shut down our power for the entire East Coast or West Coast easily and for a long time.
What do you think is holding them off from doing that? Would there be full-on nuclear retaliation, or what's holding them from doing it at this point?
There will be no full-on nuclear retaliation because our nuclear missiles will be disabled. completely disabled. You need to understand how sophisticated our systems have become. We started, let me give you an example. I worked on the SR-22, which just was announced. It's the super advanced fighter pilot that can do 1,500 miles an hour without an afterburner. I was one of the top secret designers of that in 1986 and 1987. At that time, absolutely no thought was given to hacking. We never dreamed that a world would exist where the satellites overhead and the smart Chinese would be able to get into our systems and hack them for their own purposes. Now, the Chinese have been developing massive weapons, not destructive to human life, but certainly destructive to our electronics. EMP cannons that can shoot an EMP wave out to completely fry the electronics within any airplane within 10 miles. Now, none of these planes, certainly the SR-22, cannot fly without the computer. It can't. It is not possible. The pilot does not have the capacity to do so. So those planes will just fall out of the air. Another alternative is simply to tap into those planes, because I know for a fact cybersecurity was the last thought on anybody's mind.
So John, we're seeing hacks on cars now. They're so computerized.
And My chief technology advisor is Chris Roberts. Now, 2 months ago, he was arrested temporarily by the FBI for taking control of a United Airlines plane from the entertainment system. And he can do the same thing over the Internet. Now, if he can do it, the Chinese can do it.
So he did that to show them how vulnerable things are. Now, we don't have a lot of time left, so I know that for those that are participating in the electoral system and that want to vote may not be registered, you are developing an app that will be out in a few weeks. Tell everybody about that and how they can get it.
Well, we're developing a series of apps. The first one is going to be the voter registration and awareness app. And what it does, if you're not registered and you live in a state with electronic registry, we will register for you, more or less. You just provide us what we need, and you'll be registered. That's 24 states plus the District of Columbia. The remaining states still have an antiquated system, but what we can do is point you to the state's web page, giving you full instructions, and then you'll have to take it manually from there. But that's a start. Rather than having to dig around through the state's government websites to try to find something like voter registration, which can take an hour in some cases, we can give it to you immediately. More importantly, the application, we've partnered with most of our opposing candidates. We will allow every presidential candidate 500 characters.
In other words, John, we're out of time here, but it's a neutral platform, so all the candidates can benefit theoretically. No matter what happens with the monopoly parties here, I'd like to see your message get out, John. Maybe we could talk to you again on the cybersecurity issue.
You bet. Anytime, sir.
I appreciate it. That's John McAfee. We've got him linked up in the show notes. McAfee16.com. Check it out there. RobertScottBell.com. Back tomorrow with the Healing Revolution and a whole lot more. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.